FM Live with Ben Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Vance.
There we go. Those three words from your mouth with your beautiful non-Texan accent. Is that a good way to describe it? Yeah. I look forward when you call me or I call you, or especially when we FaceTime, I so look forward to that because my name said with your vocal cords, just it's heavenly.
Aww. It's so funny. I was out last night and somebody made a comment about my accent. But I've lived in America for so many years, it's funny that people still hear that accent. But, of course, they don't think they have an accent, but they do.
No. Yeah, nobody does. When I was in college, people in Texas, they thought I was from British Columbia because I knew how to say certain words a certain way, and they always assumed I was from Vancouver or Victoria or, Kelowna, and I thought, okay, if that makes you feel better. I wasn't as proud of Oregon back then. Julie, I have three questions that I want to just throw out right at the beginning. And whether you want to spend time answering those three or you want to go your own direction, that's entirely up to you. But I was pondering this all this week in light of, our middle daughter turned 20 yesterday. So we were out celebrating with her, till much later than I normally would. But last Sunday, my wife turned, 51 and she jumped out of an airplane, and a perfectly good airplane, as people say, with our oldest.
I saw this, yes.
And I thought, this is the kind of crazy stuff the ladies in my life, do. And I kept thinking about my dear friend, Julie Tara. I thought, she does this kind of stuff for just because she can. And those of us who live life on the edge, we do things like this. And it doesn't have to be an act, but I kept thinking about it going, this is the way we choose to live our lives. With passion. And you're one of these people who's done that. But I know when life throws us curveballs, because I'm sitting on a trampoline right now. And I know when I built our trampoline and I recessed it into the ground so it could be safer, I know statistically that year there were 92,000 ER, emergency room visits because of trampolines. So I thought, okay, for the ladies in my life, our daughters, and at the time we only had two, we have three now, I thought for them and their friends, I want to make this as safe as possible, not to be, a bulldozer parent or a helicopter parent like that. Just like, what can I do? And I thought, I can recess it in the ground and put some things around. But I know for you, you didn't have a really horrific back issue that, caused you to jump into Nikken. But you had a back alteration. It wasn't 100% because of your dancing career. My first question is, I want to talk a little bit about that. And then secondly, I watched it again yesterday, what you shared on Master Day and your story about the Tigers. Oh, my goodness. It was so – and I remember you sharing that before at an event that I was at. And I thought, oh, my goodness, there's so much to be learned from that, to being able to live life free. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, you and I got to be part 2 weeks ago of the quarterly review, which is a lot of information to process. I'm still processing the numbers, but it was really the heart of what was shared. So if we can. And folks, I want to encourage you, if you have the ability to take notes, you may want to jot some things down. You may just want to listen a little more intently, because these are words of wisdom that come from Julie. But Julie, take us back. What was it that was so attractive, a woman like yourself who lives life passionately, what was so attractive about Nikken back in the beginning?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because that beginning was a powerful beginning because I had had a bankruptcy with our healing center, and I had been praying to be shown what was next. And I'd had great guidance when I was a dancer that my life was about healing. And that was when I was, you know, young, like, you know, 20. And I had asked then, you know, why do we suffer so much? And this voice said very clearly, your life's about healing. And that's when I left ballet. And I did have a back injury, and I'll talk about that. But I left because of that voice saying that to me. I was like, that's true. I don't know why it's true, but that's true. And I heard it, and I'm saying yes to that voice. So I left ballet very quickly at that point and went to study healing in London. You know, back where I come, well, I come from Cambridge, but, you know, London's also sort of second home. So when I had my healing center and then that had gone bankrupt, I had been asking, you know, okay, what's next? You know, you told me my life is about healing. My healing center's gone away. What's next? And a friend of mine, Rita, who was also a healer, said, you know, come and take a look at Nikan. And because I'd put the question out, and because I'd said, I'll do whatever you show me, so long as it's true to my heart. That was the only stipulation. I was like, anything, show me anything. If you are telling me this is what I should be doing, then I will follow. And so when she said, Nika, I was like, I don't want to know about magnets. This is just bogus to me because I've never tried it. And I was like, I'm not interested in network marketing. I know people in network marketing. I actually knew people who made a lot of money in network marketing, but I never thought that was a thing for me, business. And now I'm an artist and a healer, and I'm not into business. But I went. And that was the thing. I went, and my back was really hurting. It was an issue I'd had since I was about 17, and it did take me out of dancing at times, you know, because it was two things. I used to get groin injuries and back problems, low back. And so my back was hurting that night at the Nikan presentation, and Rita, God bless her, had a back flex in her bag, what we call a mag flex now, in her handbag with the belt. And she said, just put this on. And I was like, oh, don't be ridiculous. I've had this since I was 17. I mean, I wasn't very nice about it. But, you know, she sat me in the front row.
I find that hard to believe that you weren't very nice.
Because I was a healer. I was into vibrational healing, healing with diet, raising vibrations through all these methodologies. So I was a bit of a snob. I was like, if there's something to this, I would have heard about it. Besides which, I was teaching Japanese tools, really, of how to stay vibrantly healthy. So the fact that this is a Japanese company and I hadn't heard about magnets, you know, I was just kind of a closed book. But I wasn't fully closed because the voice had said, go. You know, I said, I'll do whatever you tell me, and then the voice said go, and I did, and the results were in minutes. I mean, minutes. And I put the back flex on and the belt, and I can still remember to this day, within a, I don't know, because I wasn't timing it, but it was probably 7-8 minutes. The issue I had, which used to feel like somebody stabbing me in the low back with a dagger, you know, it was that feeling of like a pulsing hit to the low back, was gone. It was just gone. And I was absolutely amazed. And that's what blew open my paradigms, right? We all have paradigms of how we think life works. And it just, the paradigm that I had that magnets were silly and ridiculous and what the heck, and if it was anything efficacious about it, I would know about it. It just blew up because the experience overwhelmed everything. And that's the power of giving people experiences with the technologies, is that it doesn't matter what you think, it's going to work. And this is why I love talking about animals too, you know, because a horse or a dog or a cat, they don't care if it works or not. A baby doesn't care if it works or not, but it works. And so it's that shifts us, you know, and the hardest thing in the world, I think, is shifting paradigms. And that's what we do all day long with Nikan, is like we're helping people shift paradigms, whether it's about the product or the business or the changing the world, where, you know, and how do you do that? You know, we come up against resistance because people don't like their paradigms shifted. Just like me, I didn't want my paradigm shifted. That, you know, here's something that's just incredible that I didn't know about. That, and it wasn't just an ego I didn't know about, but like if there was such a great thing, and we hear this all the time, then why doesn't the whole world know about it? Why doesn't the whole world use it? Well, that's our job, you know. But that's what happened. And the other thing that happened that was so powerful was when I left that meeting on a snowy night, and I took a walk, I asked, is this what you're showing me? And I, you know, to change my life. And the answer was yes. And I was like, if I do it, can I be successful? And the answer was yes. So I heard these two yeses very clearly. And that, again, when I was like, okay, if these products are so incredible and they really help people with all kinds of issues, I didn't even know all kinds of issues, but I heard some of the testimonials, then I'm in, you know, 100%. And I went home and told my family, I found something incredible. I'm going to change your lives. It'll take me 1 year. And I'm asking all of you to please stay out of my way, especially my husband, my kids, they were little, 9, 11, and 12. You know, just support me. Just don't try to talk me out of this, because I know what I know. Because, you know, when that voice says yes twice, you don't argue with that. And that's, you know, people have asked me, you know, why was this such a success with building the business? And I just say, because I surrendered to two yeses, basically. I surrendered. I was just listening to something this morning, actually, about, you know, you may have your ego and you've got your ideas and you think things should go this way or that way, but there's a divine plan that is way bigger that you can't always see. And so that's where trust and faith come in, of course. And, you know, to surrender to the divine plan versus trying to fight your own way with your ego on what you think your little plan is. That it's a whole different game when you go into that, because then you are moving with grace. You are moving with the flow of the universe. You are moving with the divine will of the universe. And that is a very different experience than the ego saying, I want this and I want that and I'm going to have it, you know. Sometimes those things align. Well,
you know, Julie, and I think the key word here that you used is surrender. When we surrender to things that, number one, they make sense, number two, they resonate deep within our spirits, and yes. if we need a third yes, it would be that there's a great need. And I just read this morning in Proverbs that he who is kind to the poor, who or gives to the poor or someone in need, then you will receive great favor. And I thought, oh, that's really good, because we were talking about this Thursday night on our ICANN as we were processing and sharing and practicing our elevator speeches. You know, how do you introduce Nikan? And this, by the way, this is my teaser for next Saturday. I'm going to ask a few of the people who are really good at crafting that and asking questions. A great salesperson will tell you before you even present your opportunity, aim, and a dear friend of mine, Larry Hafner, said it this way. He said, if you can aim in the first few minutes to get 3 to 5 yeses from somebody, get them agreeing, because it releases endorphins in their body. Get them, you know, saying yes, 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 yes. 5 yeses in a row would be like the epiphany. But the point is, Julie, you were introduced to Nikan. You had a need physically and financially. So you, if you're nodding your head going, okay, this makes sense. Oh, okay. What? Oh, wow. Now we've got a product experience. So we've answered a yes there. And mine was the same way. Dennis Williams, dear friend, I had a back issue and I had a great financial need as well. And it's like, yes, 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 yes. The yeses are gone. So why not? It just makes sense. And then if we can turn it around and help people in need, when we make that decision, then that favor, you know, it's like everything starts aligning. I think the key, though, for you, what I hear you saying, because you made a decision, and then you told your family members, stay out of my way, because I've made this decision. I'd really like your support, but I'm going to do it with or without you. And people who are successful in anything, they know. We read about this all the time, people who invent things, people who, you know, just they know it to be true. And they may fail a lot of times, but they know. They know that this is what needs to happen. And we go through life. If I can switch, because I love the passion and I don't want to segue too far from that. But we all experienced a couple weeks ago Master Day. We get to experience it every 3 months. And looking at that, and then for those of us who are in a leadership position, we get invited to partake of this quarterly review. And you and I got to FaceTime, and we would have FaceTimed longer, but I had a picnic to go to. And Stacy said, who were you on the phone with? Where were you running from us when we kept telling you to get in the shower? And I showed her. She's like, oh, okay, I get it. No, that's fine. Because she's like, she's a redhead. I'm a redhead. It's like, redheads get it, I guess. I don't know. Looking at where we've come from, and that's what the quarterly review is all about, reviewing the last bit so we can launch and go forward. I know you've gone back and reviewed your notes. I've gone back and reviewed my notes and looked at the slides. Where does that take us to? Where does that launch us to in Nikken? Because we've only gotten better. Yeah, lots of bad things have happened. That's a given. I mean, it's a given. Bad things are going to happen. Yeah, we live in a world that it's just bad things happen. I heard an NPR report this week, and the reporter said, we're just shocked. We're just shocked that the Taliban is so evil. I'm like, good grief. How crazy can you be that people pent up on doing destructive things, that they're evil? They were shocked. Anyway, looking at where even this last quarter, where Nikken has come from and where we're going, and having a couple weeks to process that, where are things at for Julie now, and where do you see us going with this?
Okay, so quarterly reviews are super analytical. There's a tremendous amount of numbers and all of that. And I am not an analytic, as you well know. I'm a promoter. I mean, that is a promoter and supporter. You know, I love helping people in need. You know, supporter is very strong, but fundamentally promoter. If I find a great idea, and I think its time has come, I want to take that to the world. And the bigger the better, because it's fun. And so all those numbers, you know, is a lot, but what I really check in on and focus with is the energy of the group, the energy of the people, my energy, Luis's energy, and I'm sort of feeling in, and this is kind of probably this is a more mystic side of me, as I feel into the unseen. Basically, the unseen energy. That's why I love energy medicine. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but you see the result of it. It's so exciting. It's just like love. And I absolutely adore that. So, you know, you can't see love, really. You can't, but you can see the effects of love. You can see the demonstrations of love. You know when it's coming your way. You know when you're giving it up. So that's what I was really checking in on the most, because I know if the energy is feeling good and right and strong and powerful and loving, and you know, and I have to put that in there, because it's love, and it's love with the power. It's not power without love. I think, you know, Martin Luther King had a great quote about that. So, you know, I could feel the certainty, the strength, the power of Luis's leadership. And, you know, reading a lot on leadership right now, you know, things can really fall or rise on leadership. I mean, fundamentally, it's that. And then you can too, you know, with corporate leadership, but also field leadership. It's about leadership. And the key with when you become an EQM consultant and you want to take this out to the world and build a business is the first and foremost thing is, okay, you know, I need to learn how to become a leader. Leadership is everything. Everything rises and falls on leadership. So that's what I was checking in for. And what I was feeling was this inner calm around Luis. You know, he's been with EQM for many years, and he knew Mr. Masuda and worked with him closely. And so he's got the legacy of the past, but he's very present. He's created a huge amount of success in South America and Mexico. And he's now like saying, okay, let's get America, Canada on the right track here. And then Europe, of course, as well. So my confidence, you know, in him. You know, it's like they say, like, people think I have so much confidence. And I'm like, honestly, I've never had a lot of confidence, but I have confidence in God. So when I don't have confidence, I lean into my confidence in God, because God's got it. And that's how I feel with Luis has confidence, but he also leans in. You know, whatever your religious background or spiritual background, you know, it's irrelevant. This love is the thing, the binding force. God is love, and love is what makes everything happen. And he has the love, the passion, the know-how, the brilliant mind, but he's also got the will. And the will is so important to have the alignment of head, heart, and will. It is not just head. The head does not get us where we need to go. The heart is very powerful and gets us much further along the line. When we have those two in alignment, that's great. But when you've got the will aligned as well, then you really, it's like watch the world move. You know, it's like tell the mountain to move and it will move kind of thing. And that's what I have when I went, you know, home after that meeting. I was like, I told my family, I found a thing. I'm determined now. I'm committed. I'm determined. I've been shown, you know, I've been, you know, affirmed that this is the right thing. And I'm going for it. That's why I said, like, don't even think about getting in my way. Because when the will is that clear, and I'm not talking about willfulness, I'm not talking about just running roughshod over other people or, you know, ego going bonkers. No, I'm talking about real will aligned with divine will. And that's what I felt in that meeting. I was like, okay, this guy, you know, he's got this from his side of the equation. And, you know, EQM consultants are excited. And they are, you know, we have people that have been in, I mean, I've been involved for 26 years. We have people that are really getting their excitement back. And it's not even excitement. It is the passion. It's actually funny that you mentioned passion, because yesterday I spent a lot of time looking up. I want to find the worst word to use is slogan, but it's like a little saying. You know how like Mikey Mutual says, you know, enjoy every precious moment. But that's his kind of sign off. And the guy I studied the Enneagram with quite a lot, you know, he always says, be present to life. You know, that's his sign off for words. And I'm trying to find what is my sign off for my, you know, Tara Transformations, which is my overarching business name. Quantum Leap is my EQM business, Quantum Leap International. But Tara Transformations is my overarching name. And I was looking up all the words. Now, you can do this online, and this is a really fun thing for any of you to do. And you can go to these free slogan things, and you just put in a word, and then they make slogans around the word. I mean, it, you know, computer does it. And you've got something like, you know, you know, hundreds of little slogans. And so I was trying out different words, you know, in there. So I've got Tara Transformations. Okay, that's done. But what underneath? What's the little tagline? And I was putting in wings, because I thought, oh, wings, you know, fly with your own wings and that sort of idea. And I like wings, and I like butterflies and hummingbirds, and, you know, you need both wings to fly, and so I need products and business. You know, you always need both. Anyway, I was looking at when they didn't work. It was like, oh, it was like took us to kind of chicken wings constantly. And I was like, that's not good. That's not what I'm looking for. So then I put in the word passion. I put in the word passion. And I have to tell you, I got excited. It was so interesting. This one word, and, you know, so the computer spits out a million possible things that And I wrote them down. I've got some of them here. You know, the spirit of passion, the passion spirit, get the passion out, passion reaching for the stars, follow your passion, passion for a better future, driven by passion, the power of passion, passion your game, passion just feels right, live passion. So I wrote, and then I underlined a few that I really liked, and then that also sparked my own thinking, you know, about what I might, you know, passion's unleashed, or live with passion, passion the key to success. So it's so funny that you brought this word up at the beginning, because I thought, yes, I am a passionate person, and I know that to be successful in anything, you have to find the passion that will sustain you with it. And there's a lot of arguments around it. Some people say, nope, not passion. It's not what you need. You need staying power and everything. Well, you do need staying power. You do need to be able to handle when things crash all around you, which they do, and understand, okay, this is part of the divine plan. I don't understand it. Logically, it doesn't make sense to me, but I'm going to go with that. But your passion is this fire. And people so often mistake the word passion and think, oh, that just means romantic passion. You know, no, that's one part of passion. Well, that's one area that passion can flow. But passion, when you see people, like, say, in dancing, you know, I dance with Rudolf Nureyev and Mikhail Baryshnikov, Misha, and, you know, Margot Fonteyn, the top ballerina in the entire world at that time. And I can tell you, the thing that made them incredible was not their technique, was not how they knew how to do everything, was not their hard work, although they did have great technique and they did work really hard. It was their passion. Their passion for moving their body to music. Dancers love music. They're very musical, obviously. I mean, that goes without saying, really, or it should. And they love the music, and the music makes the body want to dance. I still dance, but, you know, I might go to rock and roll, you know, small rock and roll concerts and things, and I just dance all night. And people are like, how do you do that? I did the other night, actually, and someone said, I can't believe how much energy you have. It was like 12:30, you know, after midnight. We'd been dancing since 10 or whatever it was, and we'd had dinner prior, and I'm going to be 65 next month. And she was like, you are just dancing everyone under the table. And I was like, I love to dance. I love to dance. And I know how to dance now. You know, it's like I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm not doing ballet anymore. But I am out there, and I will dance everyone under the table. And I won't drink them under the table. I'm not going to do that, but I will dance. And so this passion, you know, okay, not everybody has a passion for dancing like I do. Not everybody has a passion for this and that. But in Nikan, when you join and you say, okay, I want this to work, you have to find your passion. It's not, oh, be nice to find your passion. No. You've got to find your passion, and it has to be, it's not a cerebral thing. That's what I'm going to say. It's not cerebral, because I've heard so many people say, oh, well, I just want to create a business so my husband can retire, because he doesn't like his work. I mean, I've heard that one. That is a lovely sentiment. I'm not saying it's not a wonderful sentiment. Or I just want to help people. It's a wonderful sentiment. Of course we want to help people. But that's not it. And you can tell right away with somebody, if they got that passion, that there's going to be required to basically get them out of their habits. All of us have habits, get them out of their daily habits and into a passionate exchange, a passionate sharing. This is where, Vance, you're so fabulous. You always have a passion for sharing good news with other people. I mean, you are unstoppable. And that's what everybody needs. Everybody needs to become unstoppable. And that's what leadership, and why I'm so interested in leadership, is because leadership is about that too. You know, leadership is about having this passion. I mean, yeah, gosh, you know, a million examples. But it's funny. I actually pulled up your website, and I have the image there that you have of Nelson Mandela. And he says, and it doesn't totally equate to what I'm saying, but it sort of does, as I walked out the door toward my freedom, I knew that if I did not leave all the anger, hatred, and bitterness behind, that I would still be in prison. And the reason that's so powerful is because if you live in anger, hatred, and bitterness, you lose your passion for life itself, your gratitude, your joy, your ebullience, your grace, your up in the flow of these higher vibrations of love, peace, joy, gratitude. You lose it because you're stuck in the prison of anger and hatred and bitterness or whatever it is for you, you know, resentment, whatever. And then you can't access your passion, which is why it's so great to look at what were you passionate about when you were little. Because when you're a little child, you don't have enough experience of life yet to have built up a lot of bitterness or resentment, right? Because you haven't had, I mean, hopefully, you know, when you're 3 years old, you hopefully are in a family where, you know, you're loved and supported, and you are just passionate, whether it's making mud pies and putting them in the oven, or whether it's jumping up and down, or we didn't have a trampoline, or I'd have been crazy about that, but, you know, handstands and headstands and stuff. I used to love doing handstands in the garden for hours on end and see how long I could stay up in a handstand and walk, you know, in a handstand. Just silly stuff, right? But athletic. Like, just love swinging on a swing. Why? Because I love the motion, the movement. So movement, super important to me. May not be for you. Might have been crossword, well, I don't know about that, puzzles initially, or, you know, like mental games and then Rubik's Cubes and Tetris and stuff like that. Everybody has their gifts and their desires. But the passion thing, if you let it go, and believe me, I've seen it disappear in myself. I've seen it go away. And then when I reflect, why has it gone away? It's because I'm bewildered, I'm upset, I'm hurt. It's always an emotional state that I can't seem to get out of. It's a funk. And when it is in, and when it gets a hold of me, then my passion is kind of zero. That fire in my belly that makes me want to go out and make things happen is gone. And I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, and it's almost like I don't know myself. And then go, well, what am I thinking about? Oh, I'm in this mind prison. I'm in this emotional heart prison, which is why, by the way, doing emotion code, you know, the heart wall stuff is so great, you know, Nelson's work. But anyway, that work is great. You have to work on the conscious mind, the unconscious mind, which you've got to get to through things like tapping or the emotion code, or, you know, all these different things, Bradley Nelson. And, I do Psych K work to get clear on the unconscious things that hold you back, whether it's not good to make money because people that make money are mean people or they're selfish people. And I don't want to be that, so I shouldn't make money. You know, whatever it is, you probably have some of it going on. We all do. And these are almost like viruses in our system that doesn't allow us to access our divine code. We have a divine code of, you know, what we're here to do. And that's what we've got to discover and then go do it. Go do that thing. And it is a do it thing. It's an action thing. It's not a thinking thing. Even though we have to work on our thinking and getting that high vibration, the highest, and this is what's so beautiful in the book Power versus Force. That book is incredible because it gives a scale of emotional well-being, and that the key point to the whole thing is you cannot create from the lowest vibrations, which are the emotional states of guilt and shame. If you're living in guilt and shame, you can't create. And then there's a million different emotions up the scale, you know, to anger, resentment, hatred, and then blah, blah. And then it moves up to love. And love is a very, very important. And acceptance. Acceptance, I think, comes first. And then, you know, and then you get to the higher ones, which is love, which is a huge one. Because when you break through that one, you're like, oh, yes, that's right. I am love, and I'm here to love and be loved. You know, and then you move up higher even to joy, and then higher even to peace, and then higher even to enlightenment, which is like Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness. That's the highest plane of existence where everything is perfect, everything is working out, and you're in action, and you're vibrating this high frequency. We all know, when you say Christ consciousness, we all know what that means. Even if, you know, we're not Christian or whatever, we know what that means, Buddha consciousness, like, oh, that's peaceful and joyful and loving and forgiving, and we know what it is. And so we, in Nikan, and it's very directed back here to Nikan, to become a leader, we have to become a master of our own self in that way, really a master to learn, like, okay, I'm annoyed right now, I'm sad, or that felt really unfair. I mean, I have a big one around unfairness and ethics. You know, my dad developed the Department of Medical Ethics at UCLA, and I grew up in the summer times listening to all the lectures on ethics. And I just have a thing around ethics. So, you know, when I get really thrown off is when things happen that are unethical. Whether in Nikan or elsewhere, you know, those things will throw me off more than anything. And I have to then come back to forgiveness, compassion. Maybe they didn't know what they were doing, or maybe they did know what they were doing, and I still, it's up to me to forgive. It's up to me to let it go and move on. And that's then when I can reclaim my passion. And this is, so just because I'm a passionate person and you know me to be such, it doesn't mean I don't struggle with that just like everybody else. I do. And when I lose it, it is like, wow, what happened? It's like somebody popped my balloon, or, you know, I have a lot of energy, but I don't have, like, energy to create with. And so I only say these things to say we all struggle with how to become free and how to become enlightened. And for me, self-actualization is the thing I really want to go for. When they say, what do you really want in life? I want self-actualization, because if I can become more self-actualized or fully self-actualized, it means I can help so many others. You're right, because then by your example, by just living, just being, you can help others. Or by, you know, being a mentor to them, you can help others, and I love that. So the idea of, you know, my surname is Tara, T-A-R-A, right? That surname, Tara, there is a Tibetan goddess, Tara, and she is the goddess of compassion. And she is known as to be a bodhisattva, because she became enlightened but didn't leave the sphere of Gaia, the earth, because she said, the idea is no one's enlightened until everyone's enlightened. So she, you know, stayed to help others become enlightened. And I just love that story. Whether you call that a myth or a fairy tale or a story or a truth, it doesn't matter to me. It inspires me to say, well, I want to be like that. I got that name. So I have that name. So why can't I move toward that directionally? So for me, that's kind of my North Star, is self-actualization. And so I love to read sacred texts. And I actually just started a podcast just of reading sacred texts. It's called The Radiant Wisdom of the Mystics. And
how would we tap into that? I wanna, because there's a lot of folks right now who are going, maybe they've never heard you, or maybe they have. And they're asking themselves, or they're going to text me later and say, how do we plug into that? Because I'd like to have a dose of Julie, or just a little shot of Julie.
Okay.
Because I was reading, I read typically every day from three different portions of the Bible. That's my background. I was trained as a pastor. So, and I don't provoke that on anybody. I hope that nobody would ever say advance, oh, he preaches at me. No. That's not my heart. And if you spend a few minutes, my passionate contentment comes. My contentment comes from my passion, which is to understand more. The oldest book, the most sold, least read book in the world. But I was reading about Gideon this morning, where we get Gideon's Bibles that are in most hotels around the world. And after he died, the people forgot what he stood for, what he was passionate about, truth, justice, you know, and I'm going, ah, and then I fast forwarded, I was reading, and where Jesus said, listen, if you're questioning what I've said, what I've done, where things are going, you'll know the truth. Speak it out. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So when you start talking about doing a podcast, I'm keen. I'm interested. I don't want to necessarily take on yet one more thing, because I listen to a lot. I do. I learn. I get to hang out with a 26-year-old nephew of mine, and I said to him yesterday, he said something, and I looked right at him. I said, oh, my favorite oldest nephew of mine. And I was saying the truth. He's not my favorite. He's my favorite oldest, because he's the oldest nephew we have. And he got it because he's a thinker, and he processes so much. And we've had a wonderful week, just the two of us, tackling several projects. And it was really a neat bonding experience for me, because he looks at things from a different perspective than I do. And he's 26. He's half my age. So, Julie, how do we tap into that? Because I want to kind of try and tie a bow here for the sake of time, for sake of your time, because you've given us so much. How do we tap into that podcast?
Yeah, well, I think the easiest way is if you go to julietara.com. JulieTara.com is my website. And on there, I tack in all these other things. So I have a lot of Facebook pages and groups. I have a YouTube channel. I have two podcasts and, you know, everything else. But I think that's the place that will give you access to those other things. So for instance, this podcast, and I'll just tell you this, just is like, it's super short. It's like 3 minutes. All I'm doing is reciting a little piece of a text. It could be the Rig Vedas, you know, from the Vedas, or it could be a poem of Tagore or Rumi, or it's anything that I just think, oh, that's beautiful. And it's ancient, it's old, and Thunder Perfect Mind is one from the Nag Hammadi Library, which is the Gnostic Gospels. There's all kinds of things on there. So it's just, and I put them out once a week. They roll out and they're on Anchor, and then you can get them on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. But this just short. And the reason was because people have said to me over and over so many times, I love your voice. I love your voice. I could listen to you forever. I would travel across the world to listen to you. And I thought, gosh, this is something I should pay attention to, because this is just natural voice, right? It is a God-given gift. And if they like that, in fact, I made a little video the other day. I did a labyrinth walk and I did a video, and somebody said, oh, her voice is so soothing. I could listen to her forever. And I thought, there it is again. So you have to pay attention to what people, you know, come to you for, basically. So I thought that's why. So I had this idea, like, why not just read a short, you know, piece of sacred text? So people can have that voice, but they can have the beauty of these words that I didn't write. I do write poetry, but I didn't write these. And that podcast is not about anything I've written. It's much older than that. It's old, old sacred text. So those are very short. And then the other podcast is called Adventures of the Awakened Heart. And I want to start doing it with some Nikan people, because actually I started off with the Gaia community, to just support the consciousness piece around Gaia streaming video on demand. So I was working with Gaia members of the community, and now I want to start working with the Nikan community, the wellness, global wellness community. So that's another one. So I'm ready to kind of reignite that one as well. And again, it's just all on julietara.com. And then my YouTube channel is Julie Tara, but that will be listed there too. And the page I share there from Facebook is Quantum Leap International, because that's my Nikan business. And then I'm also on Telegram now, so I have Tara Transformations. I have a Nikan Global Community channel on Telegram. I also have a Gaia Community channel on Telegram, because I think these things interface. And I'm a big believer in cross-pollination. One of the keys to a successful Nikan business is leverage. One of the things to learn right off the bat is it's not about me. It's about everybody else, really. It's about the people I can help, and it's about the upline that has been successful. And you learn to leverage very quickly. If you really want to be successful, that's the first and foremost thing you do, is you leverage three-way phone calls. You leverage. I leverage on Facebook all the time. I see other things that other people do. Barbara Joseph puts out some great little thing, and I just nab it and use it, because that's what we should be doing. And I have NECAN Transformational Visionaries group on there. I have the NECAN Women Entrepreneurs group on there. And I put things on there, but I want others to put things on there too, because then I can leverage their stuff. They can leverage my stuff. And so that's really how our community works and how cross-pollination works. And so the reason I, you know, work with the Gaia thing as well is just because there's a lot of videos on there on alternative health and healing. So I put those links out there. People can watch for free. And there's things on water and grounding and the sun and the power of the sunlight, you know, for healing. So I put all those things out there. And I just say, hey, knock yourself out. Enjoy it. Watch it for free. But if you're smart and you want to leverage, then join Gaia and leverage those videos for free to your people. Because we always need this fresh air coming in. Fresh air, right? We've had a lot of smoke here. I've got six air systems going all day, all night. But we need fresh air in NECAN too. We can't just be the same few people talking over and over again. No, it's not helpful. That's not how nature works. So we need to cross-pollinate a lot. And I think those videos, which we can, once you're a member, you can share for free ad infinitum, are very, very valuable for our NECAN people, because, you know, NECAN has some. You know, and then there's, of course, there's, you know, the Royal Alliance and the Sum, and of course there's you and your fabulous Saturday mornings, and Thursdays, your Wednesdays when you do your ICANN. But we need other things. We just need to listen to Bruce Lipton, cell biologist, talk about how the body really works. And we need to listen to Greg Braden and what he's got to offer about, you know, what's happening in society today and right now. And you know, these things are important. We need to hear from other healers and other people who work with vibrational medicine and what they've seen and what they know, and we apply it to NECAN. So if other people have other videos on grounding, we should use them, you know?
Right, right. And you mentioned that on Master Day, in that the simplicity, and I found several copies of the book Earthing, and I went, ooh, I just talked to a friend. I'm going to give her the book. I don't care whether she reads it or not, or if she doesn't think she has time for it or not, then I will simply text to her the 12-minute promo video, because I know where all these resources are. But, Julia, and I want to finish with this again, because we're near the top of the hour, but you use the word cross-pollination, and I want folks to really understand that doesn't mean that Julie Tara is doing multiple network marketing companies at the same time. That's not.
Oh, no.
That's, and I want
oh, no, no,
no,
no,
never
I've
ever
never
because
done
you're,
that.
You,
no,
your
never
conviction.
And I
think people know you well enough and heard your words earlier when you say when there's an injustice anywhere, it's a threat to justice everywhere, to quote MLK. But I want to finish because you brought it up, and the two words that, if I could sum up what you've shared, the two words that come to mind, and Ben Woodward told me, he said, Vance, you're quite the wordsmith. And I have a pastor for 15 years. He's no longer a current pastor, but he's a wordsmith. And the way he taught me for 15 years is find words that resonate, that go together. And passion versus prison. Going back to Nelson Mandela, I've been to South Africa. And I know, I got to see firsthand. Stacey and I spent a full week there with a dear friend of mine. And I got to see firsthand what that country has gone through. And they're still going through. There's always going to be, there's always going to be bad things. But if we don't want to be trapped in a prison, then we've got to allow the passion that God put within our own spirits to resonate. We've got to feed that. Or else the prison becomes who we are. And we see that with people. Look at all five pillars of health. With the physical body, they can be imprisoned into it, trapped in pain and just agony. And with the mind, we're seeing that now. over and over and over with COVID, with an international pandemic, people being trapped, they're getting caught up in disillusionment. We're seeing it in families. And again, I can keep going. I can keep going down to science, society and finances. But when we decide, when we make the decision, and you so beautifully reminded us this, when we make that decision to live life on passion, not get eccentric, not get out, caught up in the drama. That's not what we're talking about. And trust me, as a first responder, not a reactor. I'm not a reactor. We do our job because we're trained. We've taken a deep breath and going, okay, what was our training? What was the contentment? What was it that we drilled on? What was that we studied? Okay, we need to get passionate. However, we need to fall back on what we know to be true. And that, Julie, that's what you've really nailed that over and over and over and over. We have to get centered. We have to get grounded. Physically and mentally, and I've been walking around. I've been walking around our property in my barefoot, in my PJs because I can, because nobody can see me. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of a conference call. And then I know in a few short months I won't be able to do this because it's too cold. And then I'll just do it inside with my Kinko ground. But thank you. And I know in a few months we'll have you back to share on this, but I also want to remind folks that tap into these resources. You can't tap into all of them. Some of us can because we have that time. But the other key thing, too, is that going back full circle to where you started with Nikan, you took action. And that's what a lot of people, sometimes we miss that. We forget that there is an action. We have to come up with a game plan. And what does that game plan look like? Well, it depends. But it 99.9% of the time, it involves going and finding a few other people to join us. And, you know, as one of my great mentors, Dave Stoltzis, used to say, and he got it from a very, very, very wise person in the Old Testament. Write the plan down. Write the vision down. Allow others to see it, and they will be empowered by it. It's right out of the book of Habakkuk. And when we do that, it doesn't have to be laying out spending months and months and months laying out a game plan. It's just like, hey, this is what I need to do. I don't know exactly how it's going to look, but I got to put some things down. You know, taking advantage of a Nikan promotion, buying a few products. Spending $20 getting registered. It's not rocket science.
Yep.
And I know where I was at debt-wise financially 29 years ago. I know your story well enough. And we all have need to improve. And unless we're perfect in all five pillars, then probably you don't need Nikan, but maybe you could share it with other people. But I haven't found anybody who's perfect. Perfectly
balanced. Yeah, that's part of the fun of it is, right, you know, we're on the potter's wheel, and it would be pretty boring if we were all perfect. I mean, I don't know. That's just, it's like, yes, we want to move toward perfection, you know, in every way we can, toward that enlightened state. But, you know, I've never met anyone who's perfect. And that makes us interesting. I mean, I get in trouble because I'm fiery and some, you know, that fire just, your wife's a redhead, I'm a redhead. Yeah, you can get us in trouble at times. It's like, okay, how do I mitigate that or work with that or, even with Nikan going through all its, bumps over the last years or whatever, I've never looked at another network marketing company. No, there's nothing like Nikan out there. There's nothing like Nikan out there, and there's nothing like working with energy medicine, energy healthcare, because most of the network companies, if they are in the health arena, of course, they're working in chemistry. They're working in the chemistry of nutritionals, and chemistry is fine, and we need chemistry, but energy is the thing that is behind that. That's what informs and influences chemistry. So you could do all the nutritionals you want, and if you don't have your energy system correct, and that's using grounding mats and, canker fits, and it's using the air system, and it's using the water system, and it's wearing the power bands, which I'm doing right now, and I'm sitting on my Nikan seat right now, is like, if we're not working with the energy, then we're not really getting to the core of the issue. And that's why I love Nikan so much, is it's going to the absolute core of nature, which is where the divine shows itself more, you know, clearly than probably anywhere, is in nature. It's why we love nature. So let's bring nature into the home. Let's harmonize with nature. Let's get back to every indigenous tribe that said, you know, love everything and love the planet, and that the planet is infused with spirit, and spirit is in everything. God is in everything. God is in every animal. So, you know, let's come back to that reverence. And that's what we're teaching with Nikan. It's very holistic, and there is no other network company out there that even comes near that at all. And that's why I never look at them. I'm like, boring, boring, boring. You can't change your entire state of being from one nutritional product. And I'm not knocking other companies. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. It is not interesting enough to me because it doesn't get to the core. So Nikan gets to the core. It is the most brilliant idea. Its time has come. People need us more than ever before. And so we just need to share it with others. And the only reason we don't is because we've been hurt in the past, and maybe we lost some passion around that, and we haven't resolved it yet, and we need to just kind of find our way to resolve it. And just like Nelson Mandela said, you know, if I don't leave that all behind, all that bad stuff, then I'll still be in prison. So get out of the prison and come back to the passion, because the passion will come naturally then. You don't have to make passion. Passion is who you are. Passion is the spirit, you know. It is one of the great gifts of the spirit. So that's why I love Nikan so much, 26 years. And as I say, we've gone through a lot of bumps, all of us, and I've gone through some severe ones. But, you know, it doesn't mean I'm going off to do some other network company. No. It's okay. How can I make this work better? Because I know what I know. We know when we know that we know that we know that we know. Right? Truth is truth. Truth will set you free. So thank you for letting me be here with you. Did I lose you, Vance?
No, you didn't. I'm just processing, and I just want to finish by saying thank you, those two words, because this is one of those conversations that I'll go back and I'll listen, and it wasn't really much of a conversation. It was you allowing yourself to unleash some of that passion on us, to which I'm grateful, because you covered a lot. And something was shared Thursday night by one of my dear friends, Gary Akavinko, and he said just like what you just said, and that is that Nikan is the only total wellness company, and we have been since 1975, but even back in then, before any of us ever heard about it, they only had a few products. Now we've expanded where we've got the whole wellness home all in one. No, it's not perfect, but I'll tell you what, it's second to none. And no, we don't have to get caught up in knocking what other people are doing or whatever, but just simply say, hey, if you're looking for something for total wellness, then you should really just look here if you're looking. But if you're not, then that's okay. Just release them. Just release them, because not everybody joined Nelson Mandela. Not everybody joined Ronald Reagan. Not everybody joined Gorbachev. You can look at world leaders back thousands of years. Not everybody joined them, and that's okay. They just didn't feel that same connection. That's okay. Not everybody's going to join it. But enough will, and when you look at, I want to finish with this, when you look at where Nikan has come, even in the last 3 months, and I'm going to open this up to anybody, if you want to see, I will gladly text you some of the charts that Luis presented. And I'm going to do this in confidence, and I'm only going to give you a little bit of a teaser. And if you want it clearly analytically explained, because I'm like Julie, I don't necessarily get into the report card and the scorecards and the ledgers and the, you know, all that stuff. But it validates. it really does validates where we've come from, even in the last quarter. So please don't give in to misinformation or somebody saying, well, I heard this. Well, you didn't. It's not the truth. That's the thing. We have it. Luis presents it to us. And if you want to get it firsthand, well, then you're going to have to get invited to that group. And, or become buddy-buddy with someone like Vance or somebody else who has those. But I'll gladly share them with you so you can see if you need that validation, if you need that proof. But I'm telling you, the more we go out and share Nikin, the more we go out and interface with other people, build that customer base, become customer-centric, the more things start to grow. And all of a sudden, like, whoa, wow, okay. I guess that what they're saying is the truth. You introduce a few people to the Nature Rest Fit, and, you know, no pun intended, but it will fit their lifestyle. All they got to do is go to bed, in the bed, not in the chair, and they'll get the benefits for it. But if they don't want to sleep in the bed, well, they can get the new Synchro Seat. And it's truly fantastic. We got ours this week. Why did I not order it before, Julie? Why? I don't know. But we got it, and it is, as my dear friend Rita Hand says, there's no way to really describe the difference between the old ones. And if you're still using a white one, the merino wool, well, God bless you, but you might want to upgrade because there's no difference. It's like a flip phone to a smartphone. So anyhow, Saturday AM Live. .com is where we post all the recordings. This one will be there as soon as Steve's able to get it up. And thank you again, Julie. Oh my goodness.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. And guys, that quarterly review, the bottom line is we're in growth mode. We are in growth mode. So please know that. We're in growth mode.
Yeah.
So go out and
yes.
have fun.
All right. Thanks again. Have a blessed weekend, everybody. Look forward to chatting with you next Saturday as we, several of us, share kind of crafting the elevator speech, crafting a 30 to 60 second or 90 second, as John Levesay taught us. What are some of the key things you do? So we're gonna talk about that next Saturday. It's really more of a tutorial rather than. But you're going to hear lots of stories. We had people tune in this week to Thursday night just to hear the stories. It was so refreshing, so incredibly refreshing. So, again, have a great weekend, everybody. Ta-ta for now.
Bye for now, everyone.
To learn more about Nikin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.